With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. Today marks 3 years since President Trump's inauguration. The unemployment rate is near record lows, but the federal deficit is higher. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more on whether the economy is better or worse now, as opposed to what it was in 2017.
The Trump administration has raised tariffs, cut taxes, increased government spending, renegotiated the trade deal with Canada and Mexico. And yet, despite all of that,
the surprising thing is that the economy that Trump inherited, the Obama economy, and the economy today look surprisingly similar.
That's Gabriel Chodorow-Reich, who researches macroeconomics at Harvard. GDP growth was around 2% when Trump took office. It spiked for a while, but it's back around 2% now. Wages are up more than $2 an hour on average. And what's really different, says economist Joe Minerick of the Conference Board, is worries about the future because more trade tensions could further disrupt supply chains.
And what that means is end U.S. products will be more expensive. They'll be less attractive to U.S. consumers, and they'll be less competitive around the world.
And that, Minerick says, could threaten future economic growth. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.